Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? And hope everybody out there had a good one today, man. Having a good one, had a good one, all that good stuff. Welcome y'all to another show, another episode. Alley Cat, come on in here. Come on in here.
Hey.
What's going on?
Ain't too much, man. How's everybody doing this evening, man?
Oh, man, everything good. Everything good. How about yourself, brother?
Oh, man, just getting off work, man. Had a rough day. You know, I guess everybody knows it's been raining for the last 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. But at this point right now, at this moment, we still on for Sunday until further notice. You know what I'm saying? We might try to squeeze it in. We don't know. But right now, it's still on. Let's get it on. It's still going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
People, I know we got some rain dancers out there, and everybody want to text you the weather report. Like, you know, we all got the same app, but everybody want to send you weather reports. Like, I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's just the world we live in, you know? So, but right
yes,
now.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And one thing I know about Houston, you never know when it's going to rain or not rain. Just because the percentage may be a little high, it might not rain that whole damn day. Because it did it before several times. But right now, it is what it is. But I guess everybody know they're going to open the gates about 3 or 4 o'clock, depending on the weather. And we got the 8-car shootout, 4-car shootout. Still got the all steel, all glass, free entry, $3,000. To give away. So you ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody want to run for the promoter's money or get some of the promoter's money. Well, here it is. It's free entry. I'm just trying something to see how it's going to work. If it work out great, yeah, we got something coming up in the future. Real big. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it is what it is. We still got a lot of grudge races still locked in for that particular night, which is September the 4th, Sunday, at HMP. I know everybody going to matter who locked in. Well, go on my page. I got damn near all the lock-ins on there. And when I get off the radio, I'll probably update them even more. I'll make it fresh, you know. But that's about it, though, JP. Ain't a whole lot, because the damn rain, it just puts everybody in the damper, make everybody go home and just sit and look crazy, you know.
Yeah, you got a point there. You got a point there. So, as of now, everything is still a god dog on go.
Yeah, it's still a go.
For Sunday, man. Everything go for Sunday. If you do make a call, when should people be looking for you to make one if you're going to decide, you know, not
well,
to have
Well, if I make one, I'm going to try to do it Friday or first thing Saturday morning before people travel, because we supposed to have people come in from Dallas, hopefully. But I know everybody before Dallas come, they're going to probably be in each other's rain. So, you know, it's going to be a hit and miss. So it ain't no big issue. You know, it is what it is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely coming there. We always got to worry about shit.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right, man. Got some hands up, man. I guess we all got some questions for Alley Cat. I don't know if that's what these hands go for, but before we go any further, man, I would like to give a little quick moment of silence for Lookout Racing,
right,
man.
Right.
They passed today, man, after having an accident on the motorcycle or something, man, and I just want to give him a few seconds to give him a moment of silence. Yes, sir. Let's see. 214-7440, your mic open. Who we got?
What up, fellas?
What's going on, Joe?
Ain't shit. Another day. Another day. That's what I was. You were headed to Curry, Jake. That's what I was doing. I wanted to try to catch everybody before it got too busy. Just give a quick shout out to Quentin. You know what I'm saying? They went ahead and took him off the machine like a couple hours ago. You know what I'm saying? So just trying to give him a quick shout out and pray for his family and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see. Got another hand went up. 346-8784. Your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, JP, Grudge World? I would like to send, I want to send my condolences to the family members of that young brother. And I would like to say, man, you know, life is too short, man. You know, that young cat had something going, and when I say he's gonna have something going, man, I ain't seen no views like that as far as from the angles he was providing. And you know, it's sad. It saddens me to hear that he went ahead and passed away. So again, on my behalf of my family and H-Town, I want to send my condolences to all the Dallas racers, everybody that cared for the brother. My condolences to your family again, man. So you know, just like I say, man, life is too short, and I personally want to say, hey, man, if I had any beef out there, I stepped on anybody's toes. Hey, man, look here, I'm gonna take this time to apologize, bro. It was just, it's all part of the grudge game. You know, it comes with some heat sometimes, but at this time, man, hey. My hat's off, and I'm saddened to hear about that young brother, man. He really has something going. At this moment, I hear a bunch of noise, so I'm going to go ahead and go back on mute, man.
All right. Yeah, somebody, whoever it is, let me check our phone. Let's see, 281-5694, your mic open. Who we got?
Don't even necessitate me. Let me get on, man.
If you know I want you to be here,
you'll be here.
All right. They ain't want to press the one button. But yeah, Undertaker, man, you right about that. I mean, to Undertaker. Street Sweeper, man, you right about that, brother, man. Life is short, man. And you never know when that man upstairs gonna call us home, so. But, man, I would like to, Alley Cat, you ever found Joe the God Doggone Race, man? We can get him down there and get him messed up.
Nah, don't worry about it. I gave him a race.
No.
What race you give me?
Britt Walker. Britt, I think. They talking about coming. DC driver.
Yeah,
I'm going to see what the car. Huh?
No, I was saying he might want cancer. I gotta go to a funeral, so I ain't better make it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I gotta go to a funeral, so. If he wanna try to meet me up here in Dallas or hold us here next race or something like that, we can probably get something going on. But I ain't gonna be able to make it down there this weekend.
Okay.
No,
I'll let him know then.
All right,
I'll let him know. I appreciate telling me.
All right.
I thought I was going to still be able to get you fucked up, Joe. You did some shit.
I mean, you can try to get me fucked up. I mean, I got to fuck Troy and K-Dog up for Jake Grace anyway, so, I mean, the opportunity is still there.
No. We're trying to get you down there this weekend, man. But I ain't know you had something come up.
Maybe something shake for Evendale or something. Never know. I don't know if y'all got anything else going on down here outside of Cat Race or even them, but you know, shit, die oil pressure, so I ain't never scared to travel, come play. I'd have oil pressure when I was there last time. You know what I'm saying? So
excuse me, Joe, did I hear you right the street sweeper? Did I hear you right? They already made arrangements and funeral is gonna be this weekend?
No.
No, I heard you say you were going to a funeral.
No, my daughter's grandfather died.
Oh, okay, so, okay. My bad. My condolences to your family as well, sir. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, anybody else, man? Anybody else got anything upcoming events or announcements or anything y'all want to stir up tonight, man? Now is your time, man. Y'all come on here and let me know what y'all got going on, man. I'm definitely gonna miss the old lookout. I never met the guy personally, but I always did watch his live feeds and always got some good laughs off of him, man. He definitely keep you rolling with the commentary. Cyrus, your mic open.
Hey, what's up, JP? What's happening, JP?
What's going on?
Grace Willer. I can't call him, man. All our people to the young brother, man. He so kept us in tune, especially a person like me who missed a lot of races. You know, I was at a lot of races. You know what I'm saying? That's sad, man. I'm going on mute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, definitely. Definitely keep you entertained, man.
Still, allocate somebody looking for him.
Allocate on here.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to talk to you, allocate. Letting it be known. Somebody looking for you. Yeah, they looking for you.
What's going on, Siri? Cyrus, I'm sorry.
I can't call him, man.
Hey, we already locked in, right?
Huh?
Hey, we already locked in, right?
Yeah, that's a lot. You can't get out of it.
Okay.
It's going to cost you double to get out. Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
They ain't got to look no more.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Cyro, I ain't being nosy or nothing but shit. You know, what y'all got locked on? You know, I missed the show last week. So what y'all got locked in?
Oh man, I don't think we announced it last week. But Street Sweeper, I'm telling you, man, you need to put your money on this side. If you dying with it, put your money on this side, man. Cause they ain't got themselves nothing over there. We gonna show them.
Already.
Hold on, come on.
He's scared to say it, but what it is Hannibal versus Alley Cat.
Yeah.
Wait, we almost read it. I told him he can get it. He can get it.
Yeah.
Wait, well, hold on.
Damn.
Hold on. I missed the show last week. So y'all announced this last week?
No. We got a morning time show that we be on, and we did this about 2 months ago. I said, man, whatever y'all come with, nigga, y'all locked.
Street Sweeper.
Really?
Yeah.
Street Sweeper. Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. Come on.
The whole pot is going to be locked in, Street Sweeper. We're going to make it. He's going to pay for this deal. Yeah, he's going to pay for this.
Hold on. You don't call no goddamn still. You don't call.
Well, Lil Washington, press the one button, Lil Washington.
Go ahead, sir. I think I don't control it. Yeah, see, I see they posting.
Okay.
I see they posting pictures, and the cat. They posting front end pictures and stuff.
Well, that don't bullshit.
Cat posted. Alley Cat ain't post. Alley Cat ain't do nothing but post some 28. That's all he posted.
That was way last year, and I ain't did no more since.
I know it. So that means you really you caught.
Hey, you catch on real quick, I see. You catch on quick.
What am I missing, JP? The better who get on prison first? I'm sorry. What's that, Tyler?
Hey, Troy, I got all
for you. Troy, you get out of line. We got something for you.
I'm that opportunist motherfucker that want it right now. I don't want no shit. I'm coming to get you in the mud. I don't want that Rambo shit, man.
Okay.
I want that right now.
You're right. When I see it make a pass, this particular call, when I see it make a pass, I'm going to call you. I got a direct number. I'm not going to even do it on the back line. That ain't how you do that. You call them.
Yeah,
face
you gonna do
face.
Some G shit. Yes, sir.
You're right.
And then if I see that motherfucker running, I ain't got nothing for it. I'm gonna just say, man, I just find y'all have a nice day.
You at home for?
That's the whole purpose. We can't let this.
Yeah.
We can let spirits sit of it. We can't let you see no passes. You might run. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm gonna see.
But I'm gonna talk to dog. Dog ain't gonna let you run. He ain't gonna let you run. He ain't gonna let
shit,
you run.
Dog got sense just like I do. Shit. I just fucking with y'all. What you say, Cat? Mr. All Cat say he got all pressure. Y'all better hurry up, Cyro. Shit.
Man, shit. We got all pressure too.
How you doing, Troy?
All right, sir. How about you?
Shit. Can't wait to get back in the game.
Yeah, we need like 6-7 more, y'all.
Hello, man.
We need about 7 more, Cat. Goddamn. Get this shit back rolling, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question real quick for the fans, you know. You know, this bad line stuff, man. You know, us fans don't be on the back lines at all. And to hear that Hannibal and Alley Cat is supposed to be a lock race on whenever they see each other, I think that's is like what they call it, straight off, hot off the presses. So I'm going to ask for permission from the two of you fellas right now tonight. By any chance, can I just put this notion on my page for the race fans and the Grudge fans that love this hill that don't know what's going on the back line?
I ain't got no problem with it because
he's eating right now, but for sure, though, you can ask him that. Tonight, you can ask him that.
Hey, he needs
okay.
to exercise
okay.
instead of eating.
I mean, all he did was post some front end pictures and shit, you know. And guess everybody's supposed to be scared of a paint job, huh?
Oh, yo, let me go check that out, man. I mean, so Hannibal coming out a whole different coat? Hannibal coming out a whole nother coat?
Yeah.
Yeah, look like
JP. Now,
how long
you been holding that in, JP?
Yeah, it looks like it's pink street sweeper. Like it's kind of a candy pink looking color or something.
Oh yeah, I ain't been on Facebook in a minute. Let me go see if I can see that. But shit. Oh man, I got to go check this out. I'll be back. Hold on.
Hey,
sneak peek on there, JP.
Yeah. Ultimately, my would just kill motherfucker the whole car.
JP say he's selling wolf tickets, man. Motherfucker sending front end pictures and shit, man. God damn. Man.
Hey, we already know what kind of car you got. You should just go and post the whole picture of the motherfucker. We know you got a note.
I mean, goddamn.
Hey,
that ain't no.
It ain't like you got a new car.
He did the right thing. Post some eyes, let you know he's looking. He's looking. Yeah.
Hey, it take more than looking in this goddamn game, goddamn boy. Shit,
nah,
it ain't saying no more. You know. What we say, what the motherfuckers say, do what they're supposed to do on paper, when then what they do out there, two different things, boy. You can't
right
be missing
wrong.
In action
the
for 5 years to you gonna sweep back up in this motherfucker.
Troy, you saw the car move on big tires, so just think what it's going to do on the small motherfucker.
Yeah, I saw it moved out. Yeah, it moved. I want to race the motherfucker when it was on Big Time. So, I mean, shit, what that say,
oh, man, I ain't no first guy. I ain't heard that, bro.
No.
I ain't heard it.
Man, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Shit, we was on the same
car. No,
man, that was like 6 years ago. Before DJ even started driving the car.
Oh, okay. But then when you saw it, and
changed. No. Bullshit.
Saro.
Who did he? Didn't he race horse with that car? Okay,
yep.
I fucked horse up. You didn't think I want to race him?
Well, I never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You probably went back.
But you get the big six.
I'm just letting you put two together.
Don't act like you own your big six and you get the business, too.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Shit, back in the day,
Excuse me.
We didn't duck the motherfucker back then.
Excuse me, fellas. I just went on the page, man. I didn't see nothing pink, man. I mean, what the fuck, you know, what's going on?
It ain't pink. Oh, man, you know what? It might be my phone. I think I had it on nighttime. You know, and it changed the color.
Come on, JP.
Give Alicat his glasses back, JP.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
832-2534. You might go. Who's got?
I'm telling my mama.
Who that, JP?
Yeah. I don't know. She ain't say nothing. Let's see. King B, you might go.
I'm just here for the comment.
Yeah. It might have been my phone, Street Sweeper. You know, it did look pink though when I looked at it. I didn't. My phone. It might have had it on nighttime. Kind of changed the color and stuff.
But check this out though. Like, watch this one though. You know, I got to keep it real. I got to keep it a firewall, real tight, real talk tonight. The last pink motherfucker I seen got, you know. He was killing everybody. Yeah. That pink Camaro. Camaro was that. That was suitcase number driving. So I don't know if he was trying to, you know, make it seem like he was soft or something by being pink. But shit, I wouldn't be, you know, teasing nothing pink, because the last sad something I seen was that pink Camaro suitcase was driving, man. As a matter of fact, RIP to my boy Slaughter. You know what I mean? Real talk. I'm going back on mute. You trying to be funny, JP.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with the color pink. I'm just, you know.
You're going to get yourself fucked up.
The car looked it. I just said, Street Sweeper, when I seen the post, I must have had my phone on nighttime, and the car looked a little pinkish. You know, I thought it was a candy pink, man. I didn't know. Looking up the color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say when you want something soft, it got to be pink. You know, you go for the pink color, so.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We might have to do this earlier. We might have to get this funk out the way. I don't like the way JP talking this morning. Yeah, man. Okay.
Excuse me, one more time. Trouble Troy.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing tonight, sir? This is Street
Sweeper.
How you doing tonight?
How you doing, Street Sweeper? I'm good.
Okay. If you don't mind, you know me, I like to, if you don't mind, since you inquired the Hannibal car, can I put that out there, too, for the fans as a fantasy race, you know?
No, I don't even get down fantasy-wise. That motherfucker come out there, we talk business. And to the end, that motherfucker is just a ghost car to us, man. That motherfucker is just a car.
Okay, I'm glad I asked first. And I don't want to overstep my boundary as a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you good. You good. Say motherfucker come out with a monster shit, and I ain't got no problem with saying, "Ah, oh, man, fuck, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said nothing about that monster motherfucker."
Yeah, I can respect that. See, that's what us fans appreciate right there. You know what I mean?
But but shit, we gotta get some shit going on street sweeper. I mean, Cat, you gotta race some of them, man. What we got going on, man? What are people trying to get some lock ins in, man? Get this shit hyped up. Find their ass and get their ass out the bush.
Well, we got a lot of grudge races already, but right now the weather got everything in the air. So right now it's going to be whoever show up, and we're going to organize it from there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got some stuff in place, but, you know when the weather get involved, you know, it's like throwing jacks up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. But whatever you do get, we're going to make the best of it, you know?
Uh-huh. That.
I believe.
Ben, go on mute.
Poor Richard, he playing domino?
Yeah, man.
JP, JP, get control of the show because it wasn't me who
was on. sound like that was you I heard talking in the background over there, brother. My bad.
Nah, yeah.
My bad. I sent.
You want to know how long I've been holding that in?
How long you been holding that in?
I'm going.
You've been holding that in. You've been holding that in, man. Yeah.
I'm surprised he ain't called yet.
Man, what's going on tonight, man? Ain't nobody. Let me see, man. Let me see if we can stir some shit up, I guess. Got Duggan. Ellicat got a race coming up. All league races coming up. We don't never get no god dog on. Lock-in is going on this darn thing. Let's see. Oh, no, this is... But I had a hand go up. Find one of my shit starters on here, man. I ain't got none of my shit starters on here, man. King, man, what's going on up top, man? Dre, your mic open. What you got, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just on her listening.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
JP, you ain't got no topic for tonight?
Man, I didn't come up with one, man. I figured with Ellicat race coming up, shit, I figured that would be the hot topic. Figured that would be the hot goddamn topic, man. Trying to get something going on.
That ought to be a hot topic right there. And by why ain't nobody? The Ellicat have some shootouts or something. He has pretty good, decent shootouts. And were they worried about the shootouts he had? Or nobody just didn't want to do no grudge racing or what?
He got a free entry. All steel, all glass shootout down there, paying $3,000.
Yeah. Good luck.
Four cars, some eight cars. Shootout.
Four car, eight car shootout.
That's it, you know, and grudge racing. Yes, sir. know what it. I don't know what it is. I was finna try to get Joe fucked up, but Joe got a funeral this weekend. I was finna try to see if I could got him fucked up for this weekend.
I think you just want to see me lose, man.
It don't matter if you win or lose, you know.
So if you gotta go to a funeral, man, my condolences go out to you. But
I appreciate that, King.
But he didn't, King. Now this funeral didn't come up until this week.
Goddamn, motherfucker!
Now you had been talking real rough last week and all that, and you know, you should have known that you wasn't gonna be able to make it from the get go. But you was talking real greasy than a motherfucker last week.
I'm sorry. I can't predict when a motherfucker gonna die. I apologize for that.
Yeah, well, I understand all that, Joe, and I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but you was talking real slick. But then
I'm still talking slick, and I'm still talking. So hold on, King. Let me get this motherfucker. And I'm still talking slick. Ain't shit changed. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Like I told Alicat,
hey,
I can't come down there because of
me, homeboy.
Hey, I know you a little slow in everything, so let me slow it down.
Like I told Alicat,
I can't make it, but whoever he wanted, Brent or whoever the fuck wanted to run me or whatever, then we can do it another time down there somewhere at KR Race, or the following week, they could bring their ass up here to Jake Race, and we could do something.
That's what everybody's trying to do right there. Everybody trying to get some shit going on up there.
Goddamn. I gave a nigga two options. He can do the quickest one, or he can wait around and do the bullshit one. Something else.
So you going to run him with Bud Light, though, huh?
Nah, I'm going to run him with Coors Light.
Both of them like piss water.
What?
Both of them like piss water, either Bud or Coors. They all piss.
Yep. Goddamn right.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Dre, from the beginning part. It was kind of sound like you were saying that the man lying about somebody having a death in the family.
No, I'm saying like, come on, like,
time out. Hold up, dog. Say, man, don't put no goddamn words in my mouth, nigga. I ain't saying nothing about that, man, for lying about nothing. Say, man, shut up while I'm talking, dude.
You shut the fuck up while I'm talking. Because I'm the one who asked the question. You know what I'm saying? I said it kind of sound like that's what you were saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I ain't never said you said that. You just was talking all rough. Now you feel some kind of way when you start talking rough. Made me feel like that's maybe what the play was.
Oh, man, there you go. All right, man, let's move on to something else, man. I ain't got time.
Come on, Leroy, your mic open.
I'm on these goddamn narcos tonight, so I'm good.
Well, maybe that's the issue. You got some on.
Nah, I'm all right, man. You might need to get your drunk ass on.
Leroy, what's up, baby?
Oh, no, man, I was just listening, man. But Dre rough on the nigga, man. Woo.
I wonder how long he been holding it in.
That nigga said, my condolences, but. You been talking crazy. Damn.
What? How the fuck you gonna say my condolences, but that smooth knocked all the condolences out the water.
That's why I said, you know what I'm saying?
No disrespect, but fuck you. Come on, bro.
Hey, fellas, watch this, man. Come on, real talk. Do we expect anything less? Do we
not
expect anything less? Okay, I'm going back on this.
Say, all I can tell a nigga is he need to find him somebody else to talk about. Stay out my motherfucking mix. That's all I can tell a nigga.
Damn, hey, what's up with the N-word? You all right? You on the tacos, right?
feeling good.
Man,
boy.
Must be on some goddamn
crack or something over there.
Big Dog had a bad day, man.
This radio show
is not to relieve your frustration.
Say, young boy, I don't know what you got going on over there, but say, sit back for a few minutes.
Damn. How long you been holding that in?
I don't want to get cussed out, so I'm gonna go ahead and fall back.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Damn.
Hey, Leroy, that nigga said that shit. You like, he been holding that shit in for a minute, bro. He fucked up.
Somebody go buy that man something.
You need something.
Damn, man, you take me a knockoff, make me feel like that, huh?
Man, you bet.
Nah, JP, you don't want them. JP, you don't want them problems.
Over the counter, man. We don't want them.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah. Man, damn, man. What's going on in the news, man?
When is this damn backhand shit gonna start back up, man? I mean, there's a million backhands and started back running, and ain't nobody putting nothing together for the backhands yet.
Well, I mean, you know, Ellicat did try to put one together last time for the backhand.
They gonna cry about the goddamn track not being prepped right for them.
Okay, the backhand.
Yeah, remember he tried to do it.
See, Bushnell finally went backhand, or he still at the bar? I'm back on mute.
Say, I text you his phone number. You can call him and ask him.
Oh, man.
Go back on mute again, goddamn.
Did you install the king? It's all your fault.
Now, JP, if a man got a question, shit, it's his birthday today, anyhow, so shit, I let a man goddamn, I text him some man phone number, he call him, ask him any question he want to ask. I mean, that way it'll be for sure.
You can hear it from the horse's mouth, huh?
There you go.
Damn it, boy.
I seen no Undertaker made him a recovery. He done made him a reappearance. So, shit, I'm going to give that man props for coming on back out. He been gone a while, so, shit. I'm just glad to see him out there the other day.
Yeah, I heard he's back, man. I heard he was back, man.
He's out there.
Heard he was back.
Man, you know...
JP.
Yes, sir.
JP.
Come on with it.
Let's seriously say you press the one button, it ain't going through or something.
What's the last four his number?
Say it again.
I see it.
832-9988.
Oh, I had opened them up. Hold on. Open them back up now. Hey, I'm really wasn't saying that. Here, you might go.
Yeah, goddamn it. Y'all talking all that motherfucking shit. If it was talking about that goddamn pink car, purple car, yellow car, orange car, whatever kind of car. Goddamn it. Hey, when the goddamn motherfucker come out and start testing, goddamn it. Motherfuckers on goddamn 28s, goddamn it. Y'all can have some of that motherfucker, goddamn it. And guess what? and your motherfucking ass see them parachutes, that motherfucker gonna say, grab these motherfucking nuts, goddammit. That's what it's gonna say.
Damn.
That's what it's gonna say. When you see that motherfucker, goddammit.
How long you been holding
that? Whoever wants some of that motherfucker, it's gonna say, grab these nuts, and you better grab them too, goddammit. All I know is you better come correct, goddamn it, because, hey.
That got some aggression on her tonight.
Hey, what's the number one rule? When a man's shit ain't running, do he need to shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up, goddamn it. Shut the fuck up and listen, goddamn it. Since y'all talking about it, hey, I ain't got to shut up if you're talking about it.
I don't know. I didn't say a goddamn
thing. If you're talking about it, I ain't got to shut up.
Hold up. I ain't said shit about
that motherfucker. You better not say nothing either. You better not say nothing either. Shut up then. Go on mute. Take your ass on mute. Go on mute. Shut up then. Shut up then. Shut up then. Ain't nobody talking to you.
Hey, man, I'm talking to King B. I ain't said shit to you.
Well, shit.
Well, put
the steering
wheel on it.
Don't be talking out loud then.
Hey, nigga,
Terry, look here. You ought to get that
training wheels on your mind.
You ought to put it in your parachutes. You got two shoes, right?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be in there. It's gonna be in there. These motherfuckers
These nuts. Now just these nuts in your mind. Girl, how about that? Pop them right in your mind. Poof, at the same time. Let me go back on me.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Was that dog? That was dog talking like that?
Damn. How long you been holding
that?
Oh, that was street sweeper? All right. That's my man. Hey, check this out. Hey, one thing for sure I know, Dre, y'all don't want none of that smoke.
Okay,
at all.
If we don't want none of that smoke, why y'all keep talking to us about it?
So we can.
No, because
it's
a tax of
record. It's freedom of speech, goddammit.
Hold on.
It's freedom of speech, goddammit.
You said it telling me I don't want none of the smoke, so find you somebody else to burn then. Leave me alone, goddamn, man. I ain't said nothing about I won't fuck with y'all, so why the hell y'all keep talking about us?
Because we can. Now, how many times you want me to repeat that?
No, you sound like a fool. You said it telling me I don't want to fuck with you. But you said it talking to me about it. No, I don't want to fuck with you, so leave me alone. How about that?
God damn it, we talking about whoever want to fuck with it. Now, motherfucker, we already said we ain't nobody talking to you. Ain't nobody talking to you.
Hey, man, I'm talking to Cyrus, homeboy.
Man, hey, ain't nobody talking to you, man.
I ain't your homeboy. I know
we
talking to you. Girl, but I'm talking to
I ain't your fucking homeboy.
All right. Find you somebody that's a fuck with.
I ain't your homeboy.
Damn.
Yeah, find
you somebody. I ain't never told that nigga you was my homeboy. Shit.
Well, quit saying it then. You the one saying it. I ain't your homeboy then. Shut the fuck up.
JB,
Team B, tell JB what he needs to do.
I'm gonna make you my punk bitch. That's what I'm gonna do.
Huh? Team B, tell him what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Tell JB what he needs to do with his show.
He need to get control of the show.
Yeah.
Make you my punk bitch.
And they boxing right now. Shit, huh? You know. It look like a lot of people got some shit to get off their chest right now. Yeah.
Shit, they need to do that shit with
they trying to. Hey, look like they're trying to steal.
Who you talking about?
Look like they're trying to start the baddest Nova. Like they're trying to see about the baddest Nova in Texas, I guess.
Appreciate it.
Nova, that's Nova. It's a Nova on Nova crime, man.
Hey, JP, sometimes you just don't even have to, you know, say nothing about what you got or what you're doing. You know, just you know, hey. So that's why I'm quiet. You don't hear me saying a goddamn thing.
But technically, we did hear you say a lot tonight. You're going back on me.
Goddamn, boy. I mean, when I'm talking to one person, I don't need no goddamn, what I'm trying to say to him.
Hey, this is a social forum. Social forum. So once you talk to one person, everybody can hear you.
Go socialize with somebody else.
Yeah. What the? It don't matter. Y'all gonna break. Hey, Mr. Hannibal, can I ask Mr. Hannibal a question?
Can't nobody ask me nothing. Who is this?
I don't want to ask you, man. Hold on, man. Damn. God damn. Can you tell the fans who your top five races is? Who the top five people you're looking for? I'm just coming from a fan of Hannibal. You know what I'm saying? I ain't coming with no smoke. I'm just asking the question as a fan of Hannibal.
Say what now?
Can you tell the fans who your top five is? Who the top five people you're looking for?
I ain't got no top five. It's whoever get up there. I tell you what, I got a top two, but I mean, hey.
Who your top two?
I got a top two or bottom two or whatever you want to call it.
Who is it?
That Alicat and that Tino.
Oh, Alicat and Timo?
I ain't saying the BMO, I said Tino.
Oh, Tino.
Alicat and Tino. God damn. Late.
Hey, watch this. Quick question for the fans. Which one is top and which one the bottom? Going back on me.
Boy, motherfucker, yeah.
Well, y'all got jokes, boy. Y'all got some jokes.
Hey,
Mike open, sir.
Boy, boy, boy. I like the front, yeah. Do you like front to back, or do you like back to front?
I don't know what they like. I know what that parachute is.
Come on in there, Mr. Rod. What you got, brother?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
What's going on, good people? I'm just listening.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Got a lot of testosterone here.
I'm just listening. I'm waiting on the wrong thing to come out of somebody's mouth. That's all. I'm just listening. Waiting on the wrong name to come out of these folk mouth.
That man asked you what you're doing on here, though, Kayla. What's up?
I'm just waiting on the wrong name to come out of these folk mouth. I'm just listening.
The wrong name or the wrong word? Which one is it?
I mean, either way.
When I hear King, I'll let you know. What's the wrong name, Kato?
You know, I don't know. When I hear it, I'll let you know, Dre.
Is it supposed to come all of a sudden? But Dre's going to be on here listening because I want to hear the wrong name come out of somebody's mouth. I want to hear the ingredient that you're going to put in.
Nah, I'm just talking. I ain't doing that.
Nah, you ain't just talking.
Now you can't do a little strong, kid, folks. That's making me want over here. You know what I'm saying?
Can't with some beef, boy. I don't know.
Nah, I just want to make my little intro. That's it.
Man, you can't make an intro.
I was just making my intro. That's all. I don't want no smoke, man, from nobody.
Yeah,
I can't do no with nobody anyway.
JP, you ought to say this show is sponsored by Viagra. God damn.
Damn.
Hey, definitely coming out hard, ain't they?
It's strong over here, boy. It's strong JP. It's like testosterone going up in here. You know what I mean?
Listen, man, just listen. Hey, you been in this shit too long, don't be talking about no motherfucking. Watch this though, Dre. All this testosterone, and tell me one person you done heard lock in. Ain't none of them locked in. Hey, you know what, bro? Hold on, sir.
Leroy, I got the correction, sir. It was a lot. Alicat said
And I
ain't no such thing as a lock in when they ain't got no date, they ain't got no time, they ain't got no track,
no DP.
They ain't got no nothing. So DP, well, that ain't no lock, man.
I heard he said, let me get in. Because you ain't ready.
I know I am.
When you get ready, you gonna push yourself to the front line. I'm
the same, the same way they push me to the front line, I'm gonna push them to the front line.
Used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap. Let me tell you what happened.
K-Dog, when I woke up, I had a bad dream, boy. I felt like I got jumped in my dream. I feel like it was K-Dog and King B jumped. K-Dog and King B jumped me in my dream.
Oh, you zero, man.
Boy, I woke up mad as a motherfucker. I ain't lying. I woke up hot.
Well,
I'm trying to see you come out with that.
Hey, K-Dog, you know you have dreams.
1-4-36-83.
Nah,
I hit it, but it ain't,
Listen, wait a minute.
Nah, it ain't no
pain. Supposed to have a little truth. So I'm trying to figure out when me and you got so tight to where me and you want to hang with each other, dump this dude. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know, man.
Say, he handled me so rough. See, this testosterone came from yesterday. See, that's why he came back on here with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he been in that gym every night.
He been trying
to work that shit off. You know what I'm saying? From last night.
Right.
Well, since we opening the door by the kid, what did he tell me last night on the back line, right?
Mm-hmm. I said I'm gonna fuck both of y'all up.
Oh no! Besides that, King. Besides that, he coming to me talking about. Well, man, you know, I don't understand how a man lose a race and take 3 months to come back. And he's talking about he bought that life and bought this, that, and the other. Right, King?
Hey.
But he didn't say my name. But
bruh,
I caught
he
it.
He knew who I was talking
right?
about.
Yeah,
I caught it. I said, wait a minute, what you mean? Well, I'm saying, you know, you lost a race 3 months ago and you ain't been back. I said, player, I got bigger fish to fry. I'm coming to get that. Oh, I didn't know this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way I'm gonna wait 3 months to go back and get my lick, man, unless something else is going on. Ain't no way. Unless I ain't got no brother behind the money,
King,
right?
Let me tell you my exact word. I said, you done got your motherfucking eyes black, and you ain't been back. You ain't got back up there since you got your eyes black, since he want to tell it. Tell the real words, nigga.
I didn't want to say it like that. Hey, Zero, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Oh, this for you. I got a question for you. Zero, you there?
Yeah.
Zero.
Here.
Okay. Yeah. I got a question for you. I'm gonna throw a flag on the play. Here y'all go again. So it's a back line, and then it's a back line. Man, come on, man. Put your boy down, man. Put your boy down, man. I just want to get in there, man.
But you haul just like you from around here. You haul just around here or all over?
Who is that?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah.
Go on. Tell your mic over.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Hey, Terry, man, your mic open.
I got it.
We need the phone
etiquette. I got
him. Got him? Okay.
I'm muted.
Hey, Sweeper. Sweep, we got to take you slow. We got to take you real slow on that stuff. We're gonna get you in there. It's going to be a slow process, though.
Okay. Okay, man. I appreciate you. Just think about it, man. You know I am the number one fan, right?
Okay. Yeah. But right here, the fans can't know everything. You know, a lot of stuff we got to let the fans be surprised about. But we'll get you in there. I think you're more than a fan.
I can respect that. I can respect
that.
But you were on
the show a couple of weeks ago, and you didn't tell us people was going out there and make a hit last week. You didn't tell us y'all were doing that.
Come on.
As a fan, I didn't know that. That's how we feel about that back line. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, it ain't everybody's business. You know what I'm saying? We got you.
Respect.
You understand?
Respect.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 folks. We'll get you on one of them. Get you on one of them lines pretty soon.
Hey, street sweeper with Baz, huh?
Yep. Y'all still speaking that Spanish, man. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Who's that sneak, man?
Man, you had me muted. I was just talking. I said, me no speaker English on that, man. Come on, Zero.
Man, somebody sleep on the phone, man. He wants to hang the show when they're quiet, but when we get on, he let everybody sleep on the phone. Come on, man. Get the show, brother.
Sound like a fan blowing or something.
Who it was since it's over. I'm still going.
Say, JP, don't mute me, homie. What's wrong with you?
You trying to
That ain't me, man. You ain't got to mute me.
Yeah, he ain't muting every goddamn body. No, brother.
Address the process of elimination. Be cool. It's all right.
Hey,
trying to eliminate everybody.
Hey, get up. Hold your ground, baby.
Okay, boss.
Yeah. You got to be more consistent with certain things when you do it.
I perpetuate the situation with you saying.
Yeah,
y'all learn how to talk like you, Dre.
When you agilize the whole situation, then you know it's good for you.
But when I articulate the prostate,
yeah, but no,
of the being,
when you canarchy the whole situation, then that's when things get, you know.
Wait a minute, hold on, I can't move past this. What did you say about the prostate?
I try to talk like Drake, sweep. I try to talk like Drake.
Oh, okay.
Don't make no sense. I was trying to do that.
It ain't number one, Drake, man. Y'all come out of him and tell all you want, but it'll never be real. Yeah, it'll never be real.
Was it Brandon? He gone?
I'm right here, Skate. That ain't me.
Say, so, Zero, who was that guy whooped up that other day, 112-0?
What happened, Dre?
What school was that guy that put 112-0?
Going again.
In a football game.
Oh, I ain't see that.
I think it was either Duncanville and Stock. That's who it was.
No, it was 23-10.
No. I got the video and the goddamn score. I guess it was the JV game. They lost 112.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That was a joke. They were playing. They lost 28-0 for real, though.
I like to tell you, Nick, my little nephew going to come down there and sing Duncanville ass again.
Where he play at? North Shore?
Yes, sir.
What position you play, Dre?
Quarterback.
You senior?
Ah.
He's a senior?
I mean junior.
You play varsity?
Yes, sir.
Where you going? What school you going to?
We don't know yet. We working on it now.
Got them North Shore boys. Damn, they'll be already ready for D1. The whole squad.
Yeah, them boys be out there, man. I went to the game last week when they played the Woodlands shit. They spanked the Woodlands ass. It was 42-7, man. First half.
Damn it, boy. Hey, Dre, is that stadium handicap friendly?
Say what?
I say, is that stadium handicap friendly? I mean, I would like to go check them out, but I'm in a wheelchair, so I need to know if I can get access to the field or the stand.
Nah, I ain't on bush. It's just a long-ass roll up this big-ass hill. You got to go up But they got a ramp. They got a ramp for y'all. But I'm just saying, it's a long stroll.
Okay, I appreciate it. It's good to know. Thanks, bro. JP, did anybody say they was locked in at Cat Race?
I got on late.
Okay, go ahead.
Said he wasn't gonna let them out because it's too many chances of rain. Percentage of rain.
Okay. But he did mention it's a lot of them, so you know. Shit, free money, grudge racing, man. But I'm not a racer though. You know, I'm not a. I know it takes money. You know what I mean? So I can respect the fact that, you know, they want to wait. But as a fan, I'm really anticipating this event this weekend at HMP. I mean, shit. Man, I hope them rain dancers stop doing what they're doing, man. Because, yeah, I'm going to be out there with my umbrella right there on the start line. So be ready.
Yeah, I'll be out there as a spectator this time. Be the first one I miss. But I'll be out there as a spectator.
Hey, man, I understand. Like you said, you got bigger fish to fry, man. Shit. But one thing about it, man, we know when your camp comes, y'all entertain the fans. That ain't no lie. When lose or draw, bro. And hats off to your camp, when you and your camp.
So, can I ask a question there? Can I ask a question?
Here we go.
It was some talk on the back line. There was some talk on the back lines yesterday about the grudge race so far. No, since the year about halfway over with, who was the grudge racer? Who the grudge racer of the year? And the question came up. Well, all the nominees so far was technically from North Texas, Dallas, DFW area. So the question was, who do y'all think would be in the nominees for down there around the Houston area? So everybody on the phone, I'm here now.
Let me stop you there. That wasn't official nothing. That was just conversation.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This could be the topic for tonight. You know what I'm saying? Since we got a plethora of different people in here, you know what I'm saying?
If
anybody got any nominees for down there in that area, because as of right now, all the names that was pretty much named outside of K-Dog was from up here. So does anybody else on this phone?
I don't want you to lead. Not to cut you off, but I don't want you to lead the witness to think that it's officially that the people who nominate the grudge racer and all that said that because
it was nobody from the committee. It was just we were just talking shit. Everybody who was mentioned was from up here in this area.
There you go.
Hold on, K-Dog, may I interject for a second? Who is on the committee?
I don't know.
We don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah. So how are they going to, you know, determine who the grudge racer of the year is or not?
They watching.
It has to be up to them. They watching.
Yeah, but it ain't no committee. So how in the hell somebody...
It is a committee. It's five or six people.
Okay. And do y'all mind saying who the five or six is?
Nobody knows who they is.
You don't know who they are, but you know it's a committee.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll know at the end of the year.
That sounds like some bullshit, but okay.
Okay, can I use great word? May I interject on that notion? I mean, it was a backline conversation, so since we brought it to the front line for the fans, so... what's on your mind, Joel? You know, because it's like it's here. Because as a fan, I do know, and like you say, it's just middle of the year, half of the year. I don't know which quarter y'all want to speculate it is, but technically, you know, I've seen a whole bunch of action and grudge racing been going on between Mr. Richard Jackson and Mr. Kareem. I forgot the name of the cars right now because this question kind of caught me off guard, but technically – I don't know what you kind of speculating on. You're trying to say that Dallas, you know, of course Dallas have more action.
Man, can I stop you right there, man? Can I stop you? Y'all making the guy's question too hard. The man
said,
who do y'all think the brother action in the Houston region? God damn. Y'all talking about Dallas.
Hold on, Zero. The thing is a backline topic that he bringing to the fans. So I got to defend what I've been witnessing for the first two quarters of this year's race season. You feel me?
Let him come to you, and then you can answer it then. Let him answer the question, and then he'll come to you. Then you can give him all your thoughts or whatever on it. He didn't really.
Okay,
finish.
I'm
he
gonna make
really
on me.
Finish. I messed him up.
Yeah, you right.
I didn't want everybody to think it was official what he was saying. But go ahead, Joe. My bad.
Okay.
My
okay. Bad, Joe. Yeah, I'll go back on me.
Well, like
go
I was
ahead,
saying,
Joe.
Like I was saying, we was talking, and 95% of the nominees was from the DFW area. I take that back. Not nominees. 95% of the names mentioned were from the DFW area.
You
know what I'm saying? So my question is, and the topic can be for tonight, is since there's more people on here now from all over, is there anyone that y'all would like to think would be in the running for Road Race of the Year as of last weekend? From the Houston area. Outside of
K-Dawg camp. Okay. Well, at the beginning of the show or in between of this last hour, I did hear them say it was a few people came out to the track and tested this past weekend or whenever, right? So, therefore, that means it's quite a few people in the Houston area getting ready for this second half of play, right?
Okay, so again, the question is, as of this past weekend, we ain't talking about coming out, we ain't talking about testing, we ain't talking about none of that bullshit. We talking about who do you think, as of if today was the last day of the year, who was the grudge race of the year out of Houston?
That's all you had to say. God dang.
Wait a minute, hold on, man. Excuse my language, excuse my French. But fuck that, right? We witnessed Atlanta blow a whole Super Bowl game, right? Right?
No, Streets, you read too much into the question.
You missed the point. We ain't talking about the first
part of the racing season has closed. Who do you think did the most out of the Houston area? That's all he did.
Oh, okay.
God, damn, this sounded complicated.
Yeah. No, it didn't. No. See, actually, to be told, it's not a reality question. Real spit.
How's it not a reality question?
You saying what if? Come on. It ain't no what if. It's talking about right now.
Who would you recommend of the first half of the race year? First half of the race year is over.
Right.
So who's racing down there? That's what he asked you.
But it's called good race of the year, man. I mean, come on, man. One person.
No,
one.
He's a street sweeper. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
You better this shit complicated as fuck.
Hey, baby. Move on to another topic.
Hey, man.
That's too complicated for some people.
Hey, man, I'm trying to make a good show tonight.
It can be a good show tonight if you got there cooperate with bullshitting. It ain't that hard. It's a first grade question.
Man,
for the first 8 months of the year, if the year was 8 months long instead of 12 months long, right now, out of the Houston area, the Houston metro area, is there anybody down there that you would recommend to be grudge race of the year? As of today.
Hell, I answered that question. Grudge race of the year so far at Houston would be Kareem in my opinion, and Nick, because they got three. I think they got three grudge races with one loss.
Okay, that's one.
No, hold on. I don't know what y'all want to classify. Do we?
A grudge race.
Okay.
Not shootout.
Okay,
no shootout.
Not shootout.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going back on mute on that.
So we got two nominees out of the Houston.
Hey, we can, well, what we can do, Street, we can cancel everybody in your camp because y'all don't race.
Oh, damn. Man.
You know, Zero, I was trying to keep it, you know, cordial.
I'm trying to make it. That's what you just told me, right?
I'm going to take that shot to the good and go back on mute.
I'm just pulling your chain, man.
Oh, man, it's all good. Hey, I love it.
Hey, Zero, while you over there talking, I just want you to know you're kind of getting out of line early. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to Zero.
You, Zero.
I got jumped in my sleep last night, so I got testosterone filled up just like the rest of them. You want some of that, bro?
Hey, homeboy, you need to tug that testosterone with your hand and keep those lips close.
You want some of this, brother? I'm
gonna fight
you,
but
what would be the record for each who has the girls raced in Houston between Houston and Evadale? Not Dallas. I'm talking about Houston and Evadale.
Well, you can even add Evadale in there with the Houston area because that's clearly closer to Houston.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, I know you got Cream with three. I think Cream is like three grudge races with one loss.
You got K-Dog.
Chino got
one race this
year so far.
I think he got two.
And then I got two, but I don't got a car no more, so I don't even count that shit. So, does Troy have any? No, Troy don't have any this year so far either, does he?
Well, we was kind of counting Troy and Kato together because
you got Ben and Iron Man.
Ben is 0-1, right?
Yeah, of course I know.
Got DC.
Wait a minute.
And Britt.
DC. Don't forget about DC. Fucking up the Dallas area. I'm going back on mute.
So he got one straight up. No, he got two because didn't he race Iron Man too?
Get out. Go on mute, man. You're there clacking plates again.
Oh, my bad.
Didn't he race Iron Man? Didn't DC race Iron Man?
Got DC race Iron Man.
Yeah, DC race Iron Man at Sam's last race, correct? Straight off the ridge. So you got, I think you got DC with what, one or two races?
You said JP with one or two races. What you say?
DC get one or two races. Got one or two races.
I think he's just got the one race right with Iron Man.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I know you raced at the NAG Allocated race. He raced somebody.
He raced Iron Man, for sure.
Like Iron Man, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the race. And then
I think the guy, what's the guy name with the Blue Nova? What is it, Bodacious or something?
Bodacious,
yes.
Bodacious, I think Malibu. He had one down there. Yeah, that guy. I think he had one down there.
So most races would definitely be Miss Graham.
So we done named four or five people, right? So out of them four or five, is y'all consider, I guess since they all, you know, basically got one or two races, I guess they all in the same, right there together. In that case, Richard Jackson, you said Kareem got four, so I guess he would be the only, he'd be the
Kareem,
top dog.
Kareem got three. You got two, I think it's two wins, one loss. He only lost against me. He got one or two races in the Evadale, so I think he's three races.
Yeah, I know you raced Dilly in Evadale with that
Well, they gave him the move or something. I remember that race.
Yeah, then they raced they raced at Enos. They raced at Enos. Nick did. I don't remember who that car was, but I'm pretty sure that, like I said, I'm pretty sure that 3-1. I mean, 2-1.
So Kareem, so it'll be out of Kareem and what? K-Dog? They don't 200 got multiple races.
Yeah.
And like much. I said, I don't count my shit because I ain't gonna be able to finish out the year. So, you know, I was 2-0, but so you got K-Dog and you got Kareem, and then you got DC, and then Iron Man, and they do Bodacious, and I think that's about it, man, that I know of.
No, we're going to count your races, Mr. Jackson. We're going to count your races. Yeah, because they were significant to me. So, as a fan, you know, because this is backline conversation, though, right? I'm going back on mute.
All right, Street Sweep, I got a question for you. I'll come back out mute right quick. So if you have a
so if you have
a fabulous first half of the year, and your car break right at the second half of the year, do you still come the end of the year? Can you still be considered Grudge Racer of the Year?
No, see, hold on. Now you making your question irrelevant, sir, because you said
I'm asking you now. This was a conversation that we had on the back line also. So I just want your opinion to that. Let's just say the guy had 16 wins in the first half of the year, and he broke his car and he didn't get to make it. So let's say right at this point right here, his car broke and he didn't get to make the rest of the year. Does he still come at the end of the year? Can he still be considered as the Grudge Racer of the Year? And he didn't make the second
part. Absolutely.
Well, if he got 16 wins, yes, sir. If he got 16
now, what
wins,
if you,
it's the
now. Hold on. It's a two-part question.
I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm listening.
So what if you got a guy that had 20? He had 20 races. He had 16 wins, 4 losses.
Hold on, sir. It's either going to be right now or at the end of the year, like it's supposed to go. At the end of the year, Grudge Race of the Year. So don't try to trick me, Zero. Okay, well, watch this one, though. You trying to hit me with a trick question? Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I'll answer that, and then you can go. Hey, in my book, if he's 16-4, as long as he's got the most winningest record, then he's still eligible. You know what I mean? As long as he's 16-4, just like football, you can, or just like baseball, if you win all your games the first half and you still make it to the playoffs, you're still eligible to go. You know, same thing. As long as you got a winning record at the end.
Yeah, it's all about
the record.
It's all about your percentage, and then, I mean, if it's running neck and neck at that point, then it's going to go to the criteria, whatever the criteria is as far as the, you know, the quality.
Here's where it gets interesting. What if you got one car the first half and you got another car the second half?
Correct.
The same owner.
Correct. So that was another topic too. So it's the driver that gets Grudge Race of the Year, correct? And not the car, right?
Hold on. Flag on play. No sir. We got people like that D&D camp, right? He's like Mr. Trevor Troy out of A-Sound. He's a driver of several cars, sir. So it's either going to be the car or the driver. So now you're talking about a whole different topic, man.
Come on, man. No, let's keep it real.
You got grudge, depending on the classes. You got grudge car of the year, and then you got grudge racer of the year. Racer is racer. Your racer ain't your car. You got grudge racer of the year.
Okay, so that's how the criteria go. Okay.
I mean, if that's the way it's set up.
Okay.
So Troy driving multiple cars is like Trigger Man driving multiple cars. Trigger Man won last year with multiple car drivers. So same thing applies here. I mean, you know, if Troy drives five cars, all his wins carry with him.
And the same as like Trigger Man won award, and then you had Aunt Bonnie won the other Grudge Race the other year award that somebody else gave. Because Aunt Bonnie drive a whole bunch of, he drive more cars than Trigger Man.
Right.
Okay, see. All right. Okay, I'm learning something tonight, but I'm going to say this. And this here phrase or statement going to stick. I'm going to say Dallas did it first tonight to come up with these here half season as question, man. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be the results of the end of the year, man. And I'm not taking nothing away from
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. The whole purpose of this question is because it's always an argument about how much racing is going on down there, right? Y'all claim y'all race like a motherfucker down there.
But we
sit there having a hell of a time trying to name motherfucker who will be nominated as a good race of the year as of right now.
Okay.
It's not a half question. So if you related to a sports event, I mean to like a football event, right? So during the middle of the year, and whatever event, if it's basketball, football, whatever, they have what you call the All-Star game in basketball, right? The All-Star game is halfway through the basketball year, right?
But also is also though. So that no, yeah. I respect what you're saying, and I see what you're saying.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, right? But the year is not over with.
Street sweeper. See, what they're not telling you is that all them Dallas cars that are racing, they slow as fuck. So they don't race all the time. They don't break. They slow as fuck.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, that go back to my first statement. Dallas did it first.
Fast down here.
I'm sorry, my last statement. Dallas did it first.
This don't have nothing to do with Dallas and Houston. This is just a general.
Why not? Okay.
They got a class down there. They got a class down there, cars. It's called the Thought class. It's for the fucking 50 race.
you talking about that's the class? That's the class that you kept trying to get in that they won't let you get in, right?
Hell yeah, I couldn't get in the 50 class.
okay. I know what y'all trying to do, and I know what y'all speculating or trying to say. What if, man? But come on, bro. And I'm not saying that it was a dumb question, but Dallas did it first tonight.
No, this question really is to broaden people's horizons on who's been doing what, you know, in the first part of the year. That's all it is. That's it. That's
okay, well, since you brought it up, name names, man. Go ahead, name your I heard Mr.
We
Joel.
Named y'all five.
No.
Thrush, you back over.
What's y'all name then? What's y'all's then?
I don't particularly know. I mean, shit, you can name a few, but you can name a few.
Okay, well,
you have the Tonys, you have the Miltons, you have the Scrappers, you have the what's the other boy's name?
I mean, hold on.
Pause.
Let me stop you real quick. Milton don't count because Mr. Richard Jackson humbled himself down and don't count him. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got his car no more. So Milton don't count no more. So don't bring
Milton,
that
how
in.
How the fuck does that happen? Milton still got his car.
Yeah, he's got
what? Who don't?
Milton just
don't count. Ellie won this weekend.
Ellie won this weekend.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Let me clear something right quick. You know what I'm saying? I know you a little bit disabled and all that good stuff, and it ain't nothing, no knock against you. But if you want to be playing this number one fan shit, I need you to keep up what's going on.
He called good money, Sweeper.
Okay, I can respect that. And I did come on the show. And hold on. Watch this, though. I did mention that I was not on the show and wasn't up on par with what was going on.
Hold on.
But he believed, Joe, he believed the trick video that Shotwell them had that they bought the car from him. He fell for the okie doke.
I see what you're going with. Okay, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Come out with your hands up, baby. You had a good run.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If you need to know any information, go to Hood to Hood. They put every fucking thing on there.
For real.
Okay, well, look.
Hey, the only thing I couldn't find is D&D, did they get the ass kicked this weekend or what?
I think they went one and one.
So Crackhead beat them.
Yep. They lost to Crackhead and they beat Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Good thing I didn't bet on that race because I saw D&D won that one.
It was a pedal fish.
Y'all sure right, man. It's my bad. Grudge World, I apologize, you know. I can admit, yeah, I just had a whole lot of doctor's appointments last week and stuff like that. I just missed a whole lot of stuff.
Just take your
I can't make it up, huh?
No. Just take your league, baby. And, you know, just buy all Grudge. Just take your league, baby.
I'm gonna buy out like zero buy out. He took them licks, and he took it like a G too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There
on
you
back
go.
On me. You know what though? Real talk. I'm taking my lick.
Go ahead.
Real talk though.
Go ahead, bro.
Why y'all ain't missing King B? I seen Kim fuck up some people up there when I went up there. Why y'all ain't missing King B? B-Town? Zero?
King.
Why you ain't missing King
B's in the boat. King B's in the boat with all the Houston guys. He got one race this year. Going back on mute.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I actually had five races, sir.
I said Houston. You got from Houston. I ain't say K-Dog.
I said, no, I'm not saying King B. Why y'all... Why you ain't missing King B?
I just told you. King B is in the boat with the Houston. He only got one race this year.
Okay, so with you...
So
you giving King B to Dallas? I mean, you giving King B to Houston now? That's what you're saying?
No, man. God damn.
I heard you, man. God dang. I'm just, you know, hey, I got to beat
as a fan.
I said King B was not mentioned because he only has one compared to other motherfuckers got... Eight and more.
No, so what he was asking you, Jody, you saying King B need to move to Houston because he don't race. That's what he asked.
well, goddamn. He said all pressure. If he said all pressure, I would say that. But he got he
I didn't
he
say
got,
all
he
pressure
got,
though.
King can't be on the phone.
Yeah, he got to be on.
Michael. Hey, man.
Mike open.
Hey. He had to hang up because Teresa, we been here going in on him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, his mic open, man.
That tell me a lot about him. He ain't saying that. Tell me a lot about him.
He was just saying he ain't see it. Going back on mute.
Yeah, tell me a lot about him.
Y'all gonna have to put me on them back lines and the back lines, man. Come on, man. I love this shit, man. Y'all got to put me in them back lines, man. I was in there one time on the morning show, one time, and boy, I was heavier than a motherfucker, boy.
You ain't gonna do nothing but hear a whole lot of lying and a whole lot of no all Christian.
For real.
Oh, so what you're saying is so the back lines is lying then. So your whole topic was a lie.
Right.
What you saying?
Do
okay.
Yeah.
Based on
one.
Me.
Maybe their back line make a motherfucker wake up with some heat in their head or two, though. Had a motherfucker call the dashing shop and shit. Get their shit right.
Back. Are you frustrated?
I have a nigga dreaming about something he ain't got no minute dreaming about.
Say, man, you better leave me alone, man. I ain't talking to you today, bro. I'm not talking to you.
Hey, watch this.
Tomorrow.
Watch this one, though. I'm going to be missing.
Call me tomorrow.
I'm going to be missing. I'm going to be missing. Since y'all talking about the footbreak queen, I mean, king. I'm talking about the footbreak king. Yeah. Want to do something for the fans for Trump. Yeah. Yeah, since y'all playing with my mental, yeah. Y'all talking about the footbreak team. Go ahead and engage with Trevor Carter. Yeah.
Cool.
They ain't going to do that. Dallas want to keep a winning record. That's why they ain't going to do that. Stop that shit.
Who else is the footbreak team?
If
Trevor Carter comes to Dallas next week, Trevor Carter is dead duck.
Damn.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, this man understanding be zero.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, that ain't me.
No, I said understanding is zero. I didn't say you zero. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
So say zero, when you change your name?
No, he had a dream. He had a dream, right, that he got jumped by Mr. K-Dog and King V in his dream, right? So we referencing him as Zero tonight because Zero the Rapper got jumped this weekend in Houston.
Okay.
Rapper.
Okay. I was late. I missed that. I'm over.
Yeah. That's why my name changed. Right. Yeah.
Zero the Crooked.
Yeah. The Crooked. Uh-huh.
Well, what King's still on the phone? Where King at, man?
I don't know, man. King. Yeah, King's still on here.
He on the other line, probably.
Other line doing a bunch of line, man.
Pretty much, huh?
JP, you got all pressure, right?
Yep.
Who your top five, JP?
My top five what?
Well, we on the Grudge Talk Show, right?
You just said top five.
You know what I'm talking about. Who your top five you looking for when you come out?
Man, I don't really have one. Except motherfuckers that kind of been putting my name in their mouth. A couple motherfuckers up out of Dallas.
You talking about Bud Cool Light, baby?
Yep. That's one. Motherfucker with a white car. Name Zero.
Oh, that's two. That's two.
If you know you got to ask one of me.
And if King keep looking sloppy like he been looking, he gonna be number three.
God damn. King number came a punching bag. He bag or something.
Hey, man. That's it? You still shout a couple.
That's it, man. That's the only one that's had my name in their mouth so far.
Well, look like Rodney got some work to do over there. Shit.
That's my
shit.
Ain't no need in working with no oil pressure.
Damn.
Got me over straight my brain for nothing. Shit.
I put the, hey, Rod, can I ask you a question? Motor in that
can I ask you a question, Rod? We ain't on that friendly shit right now. We ain't on that friendly shit. Let that friendly shit go. Take the smile off your face. Get back to testosterone. You know what I'm saying? Who your top five you looking for, you know what I'm saying, when you hit the scene, Rod?
All those who make noise.
Yeah, all those who make noise.
All those who make noise.
Joel. Joel and JP.
You say what? Beer, what happened? Huh? Huh?
I got a cold, bro. I got a cold.
Who that look for me?
Ooh, man. Joel and JP.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
All that. All that.
Leroy, you ain't got a coffee set. Tell me what you're talking about.
Now I'm trying to. I was talking about Street Sweeper Camp. All that. So, dang, every time I say a name, I get the coughing and shit, man. Damn.
Not the Undertaker.
Yeah.
I think you're going to take out the Undertaker. Damn.
Yeah. I got to dig his ass up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be real messy. You gotta know how to make a motherfucker race when they don't want to race. But they don't be wanting to race, so you gotta make a motherfucker. You can make a motherfucker mad enough they want to race. That's the only way you're gonna get a race down there. You gotta get under their skin.
Yeah. You know, some of them a little too political.
Yeah. You make them mad enough, they'll get down.
I don't know. I don't know though. You know, last time when Undertaker was up and running, you know, he wasn't doing no talking. You had to talk to Alley Cat or I think his brother or somebody to lock him in. You know, he wasn't doing no talking. He was just driving.
Yeah, he can't talk to Cat. Cat be too friendly. He want to talk quiet and shit. Like we in the church. Let me talk to a nigga with some animosity.
Not the church house mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quiet. I think that rain gonna hold off. When the race, Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think that rain gonna hold off for y'all to race. Y'all gonna get that off. The percentage just like it stops on Saturday.
Yeah. Come on, Joe, you back over. Yeah, it definitely been crazy.
Yeah.
All this damn, whatchamacallit. But lately it just been showing 50-60% all week. And sometimes it don't even fucking rain. Or it might just get a little shower for a little while and then it'd be fucking cloudy most of the day.
That track don't hold water, do it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it should be all right then. I think it should be all right. Because it's scattered anyway. I mean, one time we racing down there, boy, it was pitch black, but like a whole goddamn tornado was going to come through there. And we raced all night.
Yeah. Sometimes that motherfucker be lucky at that damn HMP. That motherfucker, it rain all around that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was a couple years ago.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. I had to go to the other line real quick. Hey, Ms. Zero. You see there? Okay, when you and Chin gonna have all pressure?
No,
whole different direction there, boss.
For the fans, you know, we ain't on the back line, so I don't know what that means. Oh, you speaking El Spaniol now?
We ain't speaking El Spaniol. That means Chin ain't gonna be coming back out.
Oh yeah. We separated,
brother. We
Oh.
Everybody went their own.
Oh,
everybody
okay.
went their own different way.
Oh, okay. I understand that, man. I know exactly what you mean on that, man. I do apologize. I didn't mean to step on no toes, but as a fan, we didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going back on me.
You good.
Now, you ain't going to go back on me. Explain what you were trying to get to.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
You were asking when Brandon and Chin are coming out. Just say what you want to do.
I mean, that was my question.
What?
I mean.
Oh. Oh, I thought you asked for somebody.
She had a point.
No, I got straight to the point. I asked Zero when him and Chin were coming back out. You know, because the last time I did see him fabricate down here anytime, it was a coup. So
I thought you
just got to ask.
We just thought the question was for Undertaker.
I heard you mention that. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I heard you throw that slug. I missed it, but I caught it at the same time, you know, because the Alfred is good as Alfred.
Oh.
You feel me?
Oh, it wasn't a slug. You
five,
right
five,
down
six.
To the point.
Your mic
open. Oh, okay. Going back on me.
Hey, what they doing down there for Labor Day?
Racing? It don't rain.
I'm saying where, at HMP?
Yeah, at HMP. Sunday,
okay. At the cat race?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, that's the best. That's all I wanted to know for. Huh?
Looking for somebody in particular down there?
Nah, man. I'm just a gambler, man. I'm a gambler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a gambler. That race right there has been my little mini vacation for me for the last few years. Whenever it don't rain, whenever they racing, which is that's rare too though.
God damn.
I love making the trip, man. I made it down there in 2 hours and 45 minutes, man. I love making the trip, but shit, man. Come down there, man. They ain't getting no action.
Hold on. As a fan, I got the first of all, I appreciate you patronizing my home. Check the street shoes, by the way. I appreciate you patronizing Houston Motorsports Park. You know, home of the Fast Cars and 8 Mile. So therefore, I appreciate you coming. But elaborate on you just said you came down. But didn't get no action as far as a racer or as gambling action as a fan? Cause I gambled.
As a fan.
Oh,
as a fan.
Okay.
Ain't no racer.
Oh, okay. So therefore, I'm gonna be in a wheelchair, right? So if you do patronize our track this year, I guarantee you, you know, you can get action. Just look for the ugly ass dude in a wheelchair
Who you like then? Say, shit, let me make some gas money. Give me a good reason. Who you like for 100 or 200? Who you like this week, this Sunday then?
Well, how about this? I got the cup. You come on down. Here, I'll gamble on the Sky's Blue. Yeah, I'm saying. I'll gamble on the Sky's Blue. Everybody know me. So,
is that a vehicle you talking about? Is that a vehicle?
No, you said you came down to and you didn't get action as a gambler, as a fan, right? I'm just letting you know, fan to fan, you got action. You patronized Houston Motorsports Park this weekend at Alley Cat's race.
Find the man in the wheelchair. Find the man in the wheelchair and fuck him and flip him over and fuck him up.
If you feel like that's what that is. You got that.
I'm coming to make my gas money back. You know what I'm talking about? Make me some turkey leg hub money and all that old good shit.
Already. Bring it right on back to Oak Cliff, America. And again, on behalf of HMP Houston Motorsports Court in H-Town, I appreciate you patronizing the track, sir, man. I love to hear this type of talk from a fan there. Can't hope.
All right. I'll meet you down there Sunday, man.
All right.
All right. Going on mute.
Find a man in the wheelchair and flip him over, huh? I beat them.
Rough.
Hey, been a lot of testosterone around here today.
They get it off their chest early, didn't they?
Nah, not literally, man. You know, when you hear somebody on the bed or something, you be like, cow on, say boom, do you know what I'm talking about?
Y'all
know y'all be flipping them, knocking them boys' heads off too. Y'all go down through there, which y'all be doing then.
Shit, tapping them on their goddamn head,
flipping them turtles over. B, flipping them turtles over. You heard me?
Hey man, I was watching some shit today, and Danny Boy said What he say? I'm gonna do something to you, Rick Rat. I'm like, Rick Rat, what the fuck you talking about? He said, I'm Rick. He said that little piece between your balls and your nutsack.
They
gonna rip out your Rick Rat. They gonna
go
home sitting on your nuts.
That goddamn daddy boy here. Hey, guy on the phone. Mr. Wheelchair, Mr. Flippin' by the wheelchair. I seen y'all got some blue over there. That a brother might want to flip out the wheelchair or two.
We talking to Dallas?
Well, he's trying to throw me in now, but he needs to get straight to the point, man. He said some licks he took in his dream. Gonna get straight to the point, there, Zero. Going back on.
I can't hear you.
And I was saying, you just don't get straight. You can't hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can y'all hear me?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, I was saying.
214-5880. Who we got?
Hey, what's going on?
Hold on. They'll be back up, baby. Yeah, come on in there.
Yes, sir. I'm just listening. I'm just sitting back listening to the cut. Understand me. I'm just listening. I ain't ready to know here.
Okay. Team Nightmare. Going to be out for the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The funny part is, man, my bro said, shit, they grown separate, you know, they went their separate ways. And the funny thing is, man, that's exactly what Zero said this past weekend. You know, he said, hey, man, you know, everybody just went their separate ways. And I can respect that, man. I appreciate you, you know, just keeping it real with the fans of Zero. So you,
yeah.
What you got in the making? What you got in the making, if you don't mind me asking, you know, when you think, you know, the separation is going to have all pressure? Just in case.
Fell out. Let me
you know.
See. He didn't fell out, sweet. He didn't fell out, man. He fell out.
Oh, wow.
He didn't fell out.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going back on mute.
Yes, sir. Well, man, shoot. Appreciate everybody tonight, man. We're going to go on and get out of here, man. See y'all next week. Maybe I ain't doing nothing. The rain hold off. Let's say Allocate Race this Sunday. I ain't got nothing to do. Y'all come on and check him out.
Cooling on the corner with the cellular phone. You can tell that the East Bay was his home. More mail than the rest of the pushers. Because he got a Tech 9 in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and J. He had the 9 and J the AK. Walked on the street called Hennessy. Robert with the motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name
Robert
was
with the motherfucking name O.B.
Doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jean was a bitch though. Cause she was fucking some nigga named Cisco. E and J knew tonight they'd come. With two fat niggas named Bacardi and Rum. They capped Jack Ho and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body. And all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. E and J told Jack the hotel. So Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock. So Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gene and Juice. Juice strategy.